Hey guys, welcome back to Fake It to Fluency. It's your girl Breezy, and let me tell you, I'm so excited that you're back. I have so much to share. As you know, Fake It to Fluency is essentially the cheat code to language learning. And last episode, we had a great chat with Abby, which will be continued, so stay tuned. So guys, I'm super excited about this week. This is my second week back in classes, and I've already learned so much, of which I cannot wait to share with you all. Now, last week's episode was fun. I feel like I grew from that episode, having that conversation with Abby, because like I said, I feel like American Sign Language and sign language in general goes under the radar for sure. Now we all, and I don't want to speak for everyone, but most people are definitely familiar with it, but many people don't say, hey, you know what? I need to learn sign language because I don't, you know, you never know. And it's just kind of like American Sign Language. So there's Americans out there who need to use sign language, and they use it, and we haven't learned a bit. And I'm saying we as in me, so I need to stop generalizing, but I'm pretty sure that I have a few friends out there who do not know the least bit of sign language. So that is my goal for the rest of this year, to at least learn a little bit. And lucky me, man, Abby has a lot on her plate, so she can't be my private tutor, but I'm sure she would be super excited to help me, because when we go out in public in the future, in loud settings, I bet it would be great to use, because there's been so many times it's like, what did you say? I still can't hear you. And so, I mean, that's a bonus. Moving on. So today, before I play the second half of my convo with Abby, I want to talk about getting in your own head. I feel like so many of us are so guilty of getting in our own heads, and that is a key in life, let alone language learning. We get in our heads so much, and I know that if you don't know it yet, you're gonna learn. Confidence, motivation, discipline. Honestly, we need to put that to a beat. Next time I'm gonna have a beat. That should be the intro, honestly. Confidence, motivation, discipline. Confidence, motivation, discipline. Next time I might have a whole freestyle for you. I might have to make this into a record. Who knows? But anyways, we have to get out of our heads. We have to, because it's holding us back from so much. I know not many of my friends, at this point, the majority of my friends do know about this podcast, but I kind of like just live my life and do my thing. And if it comes up in conversation, then sure, I'll share. Or if I'm like talking to them, then I'll bring it up. But I'm not like, hey guys, I started a podcast. Well, that's what I've been doing with the conversations with my friends. But like, I never thought that I was going to do this. I mean, I did. It was on my radar, but it was never like an initial dream or thought of mine. One of my friends reached out to me and told me that I should sign up for this contest that like Spotify, I think, was having. And I didn't get it. And I was just kind of like, their loss. And I didn't even realize like I could do this on my own, but it was something that she presented to me. So I wasn't motivated on my own to do that. And I always said, I'm going to do a YouTube channel. Never did the YouTube yet, because listen, a bad hair days can hold you back from a lot, but it can't hold you back from learning a language, and it can't hold you back from a podcast. So, I was like, eventually the YouTube will get jumping, but let me get into this podcast. And is it perfect? Absolutely not. And I feel like we strive for perfection so much, and it holds us back from reaching our true potential, because we're not getting out there to make the mistakes. Like, we're not crawling before we can run. I feel like a lot of times I even did this, and I got in my head recently, I'm working on a project and I know what it is, what I was wanted to do. And then all of a sudden I was jumping the gun, trying to do too much too fast. And then it's like, is this even worth it? Do I even want to do this anymore? And it's just like, no, peel back some. Just start off with the one thing first and then build your way up. But it's just kind of like, we know what we want to do and we want it to happen so fast, but that's not how life works. And that's definitely not how languages works. So I just want you guys to remember to get out of your heads. It doesn't have to be pertaining to languages. This is with anything that you have going on. Like if you said, you know what, I want to do this one day. Well, why can't that day be today? Why can't that day be tomorrow? Because if 2020 hasn't taught you anything, it should have really reiterated the fact that life is so short. And it's just like, just live and do what you want to do. Do what makes you happy. Don't like you. We have to get out of our heads. So in 2021, anyone who's listening to this right now, we will not be in our heads. Matter of fact, by the end of this month, we will no longer be in our heads. And I mean, I know it's inevitable sometimes, but the goal is to, you know, put that the right foot forward and hopefully make that change. And that's what I mean. Like, you can learn so much from languages. I don't know how you guys are going to feel about my conversation with Abby. I just played it back and I'm like, dang, I talk so much. But this is a podcast. And I feel like having different conversations with other people, because I actually just interviewed someone else, had a conversation. It's a virtual one, so the audio may not be the same, but it's definitely a good listen. And I haven't completely listened to that through yet, but I feel like throughout these different conversations, I will try not to be repetitive in the points that I have, but it's just like I'm conversing with a new person and these things might come up. So that is definitely something I'm going to work on. So if you're listening to this, please hold me accountable. If I do like repeat something too much, just be like, girl, we've heard enough of that. Just DM me. Don't forget to follow us at Fake It to Fluency. I'm pretty much the only person. Actually, Abby's following. So me and Abby are following Fake It to Fluency. I'll follow you back. We can chat. We can talk about languages or whatever. All you want. Just remember Instagram, Fake It to Fluency. And just shoot me a DM of any topic or anything that you may want to know, because right now that's the only tool I have to communicate. And if you want to follow me personally, my IG is at breezy2wise_nae. And I haven't even posted a picture in years and I'm working on that, but slide in my DMs because I will respond back unless it's a creepy message. So yeah, like I said, we have to stop getting in our own heads. I hope that was useful. I don't want to give all my tips. I don't want to give you all the goods at once. So I'm going to let you get into this second half of my convo with Abby. It's really interesting thinking about perspectives. The convo is kind of all over the place because it's like I'm talking to one of my, you know, good friends. So like it's going to be hard to stay on topic. But it was really more so about her experience with her in-laws, who are amazing. But it's just like a cultural difference, some adjustments. Which is interesting. I love hearing different people's perspectives about languages and cultures, because everybody has their own perception, their own story, their own like background. Like, oh, this is just there's just so much conversation to be had and there's so much to talk about. And guess what? You bet I'm gonna talk about it. Yo, I love Beverly Hills Housewives. That's like completely random, but I just wanted to let you guys know that I love Beverly Hills Housewives. And so, yeah, I'm gonna let y'all hear the rest of the convo with Abby, and I'm gonna stop talking now.
Okay, guys, so we're back. Here we are, a new episode. We're recording the same day, so it's just like, yeah, so we just ate dinner. We had some banging soup. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling amazing. I just am just so excited. I just love Abby, guys. Aww. Girl, yes, it's always a good time, a good conversation. So I want to get into her life. I feel like I'm making it seem like you live a double life, but there's so many different layers to people's like lives and stuff like that, and you don't really I feel like language is something that's overlooked, yet it's so important, and you don't realize how much influence it can have on your life through different perspectives and whatnot. So I want to get into how is it to I don't even know. I feel like maybe I got the itis a little bit. Hold up.
I told you we're going to be too full of soup to function properly.
It's okay. We're going to get through this. So we were trying to get her husband on here, but he does not want to be on the podcast. He's too good for us, but it's okay because I really kind of wanted to hear his perspective about, being bilingual, but it's okay. We'll catch him later because he's gonna hear this and he's gonna have FOMO and then he's gonna be like, all right, Breezy, let me get on a podcast. Yes. I'll be like, maybe we can squeeze you in.
Right.
So I really kinda wanna get into how has it been an adjustment with his family.
I would just it's been a huge adjustment in almost every way. I mean, when he and I started dating, I had just graduated high school. I was a baby. My experience of the world was so narrow. You know what I mean? And so, just everything from, I would go to his house and, he had a huge family. So there's just people there all the time. I'm like, who's that? Everyone's his honor uncle, and it was just so confusing to try to figure out, or his cousin. And so it's just but not the traditional sense of the word honor uncle. So the family structure, the food. When I met him, I was a picky eater. I was chicken fingers kind of girl.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yes, I've changed so much, thankfully. I was missing out. So okay, imagine his mom makes me a whole plate of food, and I'm I don't even know what it is. I'm scared to try it.
Did you eat it?
Yes. And then I realized, it's a whole new world once you start, eating and appreciating food from different cultures. And just so good. So, and just the way, I don't know if, another thing, for example, is, I go to bed so early. I fall asleep every night at, 10 o'clock watching TV. It's just the way I am. His family will have a huge party, a banger for a 2-year-old's birthday. Okay, and it was just totally a new experience to me. When I think of a 2-year-old birthday, I think of on a Saturday at 1 o'clock, And so they would cut the cake at midnight. Okay, girl, I am struggling to hang on at this point. I'm on a couch somewhere, sitting up, just wanting to fall asleep. So it's a lot of things that were really challenging and weird and new to me at first that I've come to love and want to incorporate in my own life. So
it's interesting knowing, the family from, they're definitely very friendly, loving, inviting. But since I have been around just as a friend, so how was it? Did you have different insecurities, especially being around them when they, because it can go from English to Spanish real quick. Oh, you don't even see it coming.
Definitely one insecurity is are they talking about me? Mm-hmm. It took me a long time to realize that they're not talking about me. also, I think the more I learned sign language and, you know, learn more about the interpreting process and stuff, like, I'm able to interpret not, like, the language per se, but, like, the body language and mm-hmm. the tone and, like, you know, what kind of, like, spirit is behind this message. You know what I mean? Is mm-hmm. it, like, an exciting, like, thing that they're talking about? Are they talking crap about somebody? So that was definitely an insecurity of mine that, like, I couldn't speak Spanish. But his mom can speak English. But, of course, Spanish is her first and most comfortable language. So there is a lot of Spanish speaking.
Her English is, like, amazing.
It's really good.
Yeah. Her English is definitely...
Like, I'm so lucky because I can have a full-on conversation with her about anything, and it doesn't feel, I mean, at least on my end, I don't know what she's feeling, but it doesn't feel, like, limited, you know? So I'm fortunate, but I can't help but wonder if she didn't speak any English, I bet my Spanish would be a lot better.
Oh, I would hope so. Yeah. Probably.
I would hope so, too.
Because it's so interesting, like, you know the love is all there and stuff like that, but... The one thing, and you probably learned this from learning sign language too, it's just like once you learn, you realize they're like literally, it's just like not, they're literally not talking about you. It's just like, it's so crazy to think. So like now that I know Spanish, like so when I see like people speaking a different language, I don't assume that either anymore. As well, so I'm just like, I never, it's just like a natural thing, like paranoid, like yeah. Who are we to think that we're so important,
so special, right? Like they don't even notice our existence. It's so true. We don't go around in English just talking about random strangers out in public. Like we're talking about any other thing in the world other than that. So I mean, but it's a common insecurity that I think a lot of people share when they are the one that doesn't speak the language that everybody else is speaking. Mm-hmm,
paranoid.
As Americans, we don't experience that very often, you know, compared to people who maybe come to America, you know.
But, I mean, yeah, also, but I feel like sometimes people are like, but I don't know other countries as far as, like, when they, like, whisper. But I feel like when you're whispering, then you should feel like, but it's just like, I feel like... hearing a foreign language is almost like whispering maybe, so that's why we could, that I'm trying to give us the benefit of the doubt, why we may like feel so like, oh my gosh, but it's definitely like a weird like awkward feeling.
Yeah,
and I felt so ashamed once I realized. I was just like, when you're in the store, like especially when you're out shopping and it's just like, you're like, oh, why are they talking about me?
Yeah.
And then you learn the language and it's just they're like saying, look at this.
Yeah.
Or look at this dress. How does this make me look? And the whole time before then, you just thought, oh, like, what are you talking about
me for? I know. It is so weird. But you're right. Once you realize in one language it's not the case, you kind of just kind of realize, like, okay, no one cares enough to talk about what I'm mm-hmm. doing in Target. I'm not that special.
Yeah. One time I was at this event and the lady was like, I guess like cleaning up, and it was kind of like messy in there, but I understood what she was saying. But she like was whispering, and I don't want to say that she was necessarily talking about us, but, and I didn't hear everything she said because she did kind of say it low, but she was just like, oh, what a shame, da-da-da. And I'm like, oh my god, I'm glad that my area is nice and clean because not me, I didn't do it. No,
see,
ma'am,
that's
I'm
an
sorry.
Example of someone's talking, not badly, I mean, but, and then you actually being able to understand it because you know the language. Mm-hmm. And that's just like one of the most superficial benefits of being able to speak a second language, you know, or know a second language. There's just, it opens up. It's the coolest thing to me, like when you meet somebody out in public, like you see them out in public and you can kind of like just show them like that you know the language. You know what I mean? Just mm-hmm. even saying like, oh, hey, how are you? Or excuse me or something. Something so small.
But you need to be careful about that.
Why?
Because let me...
Oh, no.
I feel like this is just... because the other people who are native speakers in a different language, they are the ones who tend to, like, appreciate you taking the effort to learn their language. Because it's just like, oh, like, especially when there's not even... a neat, like that, seeing that you're not good at it, like kind of thing, so they know that you're making an effort for whatever reason it may be.
Right.
So it's just kind of like nice and refreshing. But like I feel like I probably told this to you before, but like
Miami. It's literally, I don't even feel like, maybe everybody has their own different experience. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it was about me that made like people assume that I spoke Spanish. Because I remember I said literally one thing. The people we were in an elevator with my friends, and this other group of ladies were in the elevator. Mm-hmm. And they were like, ¿Cómo se dice buenos tardes? And the only time I've ever heard ¿Cómo se dice? Is when we're in Spanish class, and you know how they're trying to make you speak Spanish, yeah, and stuff. So you know how to say, like, to the teacher, ¿Cómo se dice? Can I go to the bathroom? Or ¿Cómo se dice? I need a drink. Or, like, stuff like that. So you know ¿Cómo se dice? Like, that's engraved in your head. If you don't know anything else, you definitely know ¿Cómo se dice? But I've never heard ¿Cómo se dice? Coming from a native speaker asking someone else, ¿Cómo se dice eso? Like,
right.
Like, you know, like, whatever it may be. And so then it all of a sudden clicked in my head. They're like, oh, they're asking each other, how do they say good afternoon to us? Yes. And I told them, I was like, good afternoon. Girl, I saw one of the ladies later out on the street, and she just, she was asked, I understood what she was saying. Could I like really, really like talk back then? Could I really talk to her? Right. And also, you don't realize what you're capable of until you're in a situation to where you have to use it. You have to be outside of your comfort zone. Because I knew that since she was speaking to me in Spanish, that's probably all that she knew.
Right.
So like all of a sudden I'm like, first of all, how do I understand you? Second of all, why am I able to communicate and respond to you?
Yeah.
Like, what is happening here? Because I know for me personally, I'm extremely lazy. And so if I know that you can speak English, I'm not about to speak Spanish with you.
Guilty.
I'm not about it. We're not about to do that. Like, right, it's too much work. And exactly why now I'm able to, in like hindsight, I can see why people speak their native language in public, especially if they're not having conversation with you, because it's easier.
Absolutely.
But it's just like, here we are just feeling so entitled. Like,
I know.
You need to speak English.
I know. It's sick. It's not okay.
No, I'm glad that we've all been like quarantined, and I hope, well, not everybody's been quarantined, but you know, like, people have had time to reflect, and they're in the house, and when we go back out, people are going to be more understanding and more open to other people's cultures, because I think that during this time, like, I feel like cats were like, I mean, there's always been like racism and social injustices going on for the longest, but I feel like some people have had the privilege to not have to worry about that.
Absolutely.
But now they're like exposed to it, and some people are still gonna like pretend like it doesn't exist and stuff like that,
right?
But now that more people, I've seen more people exposed than I have in the past, hopefully like that's different. But I feel like language is like this, like, I don't feel like people realize like how important it is and how like life-changing it can be, because I never knew that, like, at all. Like,
right,
I never thought that my perspective of a whole bunch of things would change just from learning, actually taking the time to learn Spanish. And I feel like my journey learning Spanish is different than like other people's journey learning Spanish, because I don't need it.
Right.
The reason why I wanted to learn it was because I've ran into so many people, and I don't like not knowing what's like going on.
Yeah.
Like, not being like from in like a nosy standpoint, but there's been plenty of people that I've met who have great energy, kind, sweet people that I can't communicate with. So I knew that eventually, like, that was something that I wanted to do or be able to, like, now. And it's just like, now I feel like I need to go find these people.
Yes.
And be like, hey, like, we can chat now.
Yeah. So what were like, you talking about like 7 years ago?
We can talk now.
Yes.
You still have to speak a little slower.
Right.
But that's how I am. But the thing about it is, that's how I am in English too. Like, you could say something to me and I'll be like, wait, what? Then I heard what you said.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that happens with like in other languages. That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody has their own special way of learning.
Yes.
It's not the same.
It's not a race. Don't compare yourself.
No, you
cannot.
Even like if you watch stuff on like YouTube and stuff, because I watch these YouTubers, and it's just like, none of them are like their personality characteristics are nothing like mine.
Right.
Their lifestyles are nothing like mine, so they may have time to commit and they're like interested in it. I just know that it's important. It's something that I need to do, and it's cool, like, when you travel and stuff like that. So I'm not like, I don't want to say like I'm like a linguist or anything like that, or
right,
but I just realized there's just a need to get this
out there. I know. Get more people talking about it, because it's like a weird, it's an interesting topic. Like, I don't want to talk about this all day, but I guess this is what the podcast is about.
I know.
So, but there's so much to talk about. There's so many perspectives, and I feel like
so many languages and cultures and experiences, and I mean,
it's just so endless. Diverse. We could literally talk about it forever, because there's so many different things, and I want to make it fun. I want to make it interesting. I want to make it relatable, because there's a lot of stuff out there that's not really necessarily like relatable. Mm. Like, it's just like, it's good information, but it's just like, why do I care about that? Like,
right.
So I'm just hoping that, you know,
I think that's one of the best ways to learn a language too, is like just naturally, like how you would just interact with a person. You know, you can only learn so much out of a textbook.
Oh my gosh, don't give me... Yeah. Listen, what you learn in school is a sham. It's a scam.
It is.
It's a whole scam. It's like, it's honestly... When I get some time, I'm going to be at these school board meetings.
Honestly.
And like putting in some input, because the curriculum needs to change, because it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
It honestly is a waste of time to say that, like... I was watching something today, and they were like, we call these kind of people the timekeepers, because they can say, oh yeah, I studied Spanish or French for like 4 years, but you're not showing me anything.
Right.
Like, you may know this vocabulary and all this other stuff, but you're not, what are, like
it's real not, world application.
Yeah. And it doesn't feel like natural or anything. Like, you kind of can, it's,
like I said, I learned ASL in a classroom setting for 4 years before I went to Gallaudet. And that's real world people just communicating with each other. Mm-hmm. And there was so many times where I, honestly, I would say for the first semester, I just sat back and watched. I wasn't, like, when my teacher would be like, Abby, what do you think? Oh my gosh, like, I wanted to just melt into the floor, into a puddle, and just disappear. Like, I did not want to put my hands up, but I've been studying it for 4 years. Like, I knew, like you said, the vocab, you know, like, I know these basic things, but it takes a lot of exposure and, you know, building confidence to be able to, you know, respond.
So I feel like I didn't even get into my song today. The confidence, motivation, discipline.
Girl, when you were like, say it with me on the other podcast, I was literally driving down 95 saying it with you. Like,
because
it's true.
It's so true. I think it's overlooked. Like, that's why I'm really like passionate about this, because there's so many different ways like that. There's so, like, honestly, if you're like, please stop paying for whatever you're paying for unless it's working. Because there's so many different resources out there.
Right.
And I want to get in, because we've talked about so much, but I honestly, if I can recommend anything right now, it's just like, I know you got Netflix, and if you don't have Netflix, your friend has Netflix, or your cousin has Netflix, or you can get someone's Netflix password, and I know Disney Plus has it too, but you can change the languages. Okay. And then like the subtitles, some shows have it, some
right
don't, but like, that's how you can start to immerse yourself, because I do not it's really like input output, so like the I don't know how it is for like ASL.
No, it's the same
but
way.
But the so with the input you want to get, I really believe that you should get as much input possible, because especially like kind of like almost how you learned as a child, so you're getting that before you start to read. Not, you don't want to get the reading. I don't feel like you should definitely be listening, but I don't think that you should be reading unless you're reading while you're listening.
Yes, now that makes sense.
Because I think that's the reason why there's so many terrible people pronounce things so bad. Like, I noticed that in like their Spanish pronunciations are like terrible.
Yeah.
But it's because we're sitting here reading these things the way that we would read it, because no one's like, you do hear the audio and stuff like that, but it's not, listen,
it's just not organic. It's forced, it's so structured, it's cold, it's, you got to get out there in the real world, really, which is terrifying.
Yeah, it's so scary.
But every time it's less terrifying.
Listen,
I don't even know. Like, I don't even know how people meet, how you meet people.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't. Like, maybe drop your pencil or pen or something and hope they, yeah, someone picks it up for you and be like, oh, and by the way, I am.
It's hard just in general to meet people, I feel like, as an adult, but especially, like, trying to find people who are speaking a language or using a language that you're interested in practicing. But mm-hmm. I know for, like, the deaf community, it's more common for, you know, different cities and towns to have deaf events. So where deaf people have these events planned, and it's usually just, like, a social gathering. So, you know, meeting up at a local Starbucks and, like, the deaf community just knows, all right, every other Thursday or whatever, we're going to come to the Starbucks and just hang out and catch up and see what we've all been up to. I don't know if there's an equivalent for other languages, but
it's interesting because like I said, I visited the school one time and that was the only time. I think they had a car wash too. So, like,
okay.
I was, like, younger.
Yeah.
But I still remember it. Like, that's, my brothers had plenty of tournaments before.
Right.
But do I remember the places? Stuff, yeah. So, yeah, it was different.
That are spoken by Americans. You know what I mean? What's not patriotic about that? Like, it's just,
like, we just feel like we're so elite, but honestly, yeah, we're not, because why are right. We can only speak one language.
I know.
Even those that go to, like, private school and stuff like that, they do have more learning. They have more learning time, and they probably have better resources, but I don't feel like they're, like, really, like, speaking like that.
No, because it's about, again, practicing and socializing with native users.
Period. And that's definitely not that's not happening whatsoever.
Hey, Brene, I want to ask you, are you going to go?
Am I going where?
COVID, just pretend like that doesn't exist for a minute. Like, in the future, are you going to go on a vacation to a Spanish-speaking country?
Okay, so one time I went to Mexico. That's I was literally only there for, like, my schedule. My life is so busy. Yeah. It's hard to fit things in. So I went and met my friend, and I was like, my mom's just paranoid about everything. Yeah. Like, I really want to go to Colombia really bad.
Okay.
That's on the list, but no one wants to go. And I know that that's too far to travel by myself.
Yeah.
So I met my friend in Cancun. Then we went to Tulum. I guess they're all, I don't really know how the area works, but it was really, I mean, Tulum was, like, really nice, really cool. Pretty cool. Like, it was nice. I hadn't seen my friend. This was 2019, like, November 2019.
Okay.
And dang, it's almost been a year. That's crazy. Yeah. But so I haven't seen her since we graduated. So it's been, like, 3 years, like, almost practically 4 years since I last saw her. So I was like, let me go out there.
Yeah.
And that was interesting, but she speaks Spanish too. Like, she's not, like, there's so many different, fluent doesn't even mean, like, there's so many, like, it's just so, she can speak Spanish.
Yes.
So, and because she can, and I'm like, I feel like I'm one of those, like, I feel like you're one of those people, I can't think of the word, it escapes me, like, brain's getting a little foggy, but it's I'm very
introverted.
I'm not, like, you're very you know how you have those friends who just, like, take care of you?
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of the word that I'm looking for. It's just gone out of my head.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of the, like, say, like, you come to my house, it's just like, you know where this is, you know, right, where that is. Meanwhile, you're gonna make sure, and I like to be taken care of.
Yeah,
like, in front, like,
that's
I can
you
take,
come to my house.
Yeah, like, I have. Listen, it's just like I show my love and my whatever in a different
absolutely
way. But that's just, like, not how I am. So, like, my friends know, like, not necessarily I'm not babied. I'm babied, and so it's just like, she's there. Why am I gonna sit here and, like, speak Spanish? Like, you know, if she's there and she can speak for me.
Yeah.
Why am I going to put myself
put
out there
for? Put everyone through it, right?
But, like, when she wasn't there, like, when I was in my taxi on the way there, then I had no choice. Because I was like, wait, you really don't speak English for real? And he's like,
right.
No. So I was, like, teaching him a little bit of English, and I had no choice but to speak to him in Spanish. Yeah. So it's just like,
but I bet, like, when you got out of the taxi, you felt good, like, that you were able to communicate.
Yeah. And the thing about it was, sometimes I was like, you second guess yourself. Oh, so yeah, I had my phone. I in Mexico, I feel like you still get served. It was like weird.
Yeah.
But then it's not like I could use my translator.
Oh,
so
wow.
Then I would, because you know, I was just like, okay, maybe make sure that this is what I'm trying to say. And a lot of the times you are right about what you think you're right about. But then all of a sudden the connection wasn't working.
Then you really and had I don't to pay. I had the yourself. Free thing,
so yeah, I had to like I had gosh. To. I had no choice but to speak, a girl. But yeah,
and I bet you learned so much.
I don't want to say that I learned anything, but I had no choice. It was like a flight a fight or flight like response. Yeah. Like it's just like you sink don't know.
It's like getting thrown into the deep end. Well, I already told you, when me and John go back to El Salvador, you can come with.
I'm definitely down for it, for sure.
But, like, I don't know when.
I don't know, like, when am I going to be able to do anything?
Yeah.
I honestly want to go to Venezuela. I know people, like, a lot of people are just like, whenever you say that you want to go to South America, they just are like, oh, this or that or this
and
that.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, like, America is not perfect.
I was
like,
just thinking that.
Like, I'm just like, the news makes you see what you want to see.
Right.
So,
right.
Like, sometimes, like, my friend will be like, my mom's so worried about you. Like, how are things there? Because you don't know how the media looks in another country. Like,
oh,
you know what I'm saying?
We absolutely. Don't know.
Like, it's just like, America is just like this bubble, and we need to get out of it. Like, someone just needs to burst it.
Yeah.
Now, nobody wants us, allegedly. I don't know if that's, like, true with the. Like, you can't go to other countries right now. We're not wanted.
Yeah, I don't know the update. Oh, I mean, yeah, I've heard that.
But it's just kind of like,
I know.
It's like, now we know how it feels.
Absolutely.
Like, it's just like, I feel like it's just a little bit of karma, and I feel like we're going to work through it and get, you know, grow. But yeah.
Hopefully, you know, conversations like this.
They need to be had, and they need to be like, you know, public. Like, we really got to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't, but hoo child.
I know, like, I feel like we have gone into some, like, really awesome topics. We've gotten deep. We've gotten,
it's just like, and like,
I know.
Because people are like, oh, what's your podcast about? And I'm just kind of like, at least we have a central, like, focus.
Right.
Because I feel like my life, I mean, it's kind of interesting. I don't want it to be random.
Right.
But there's, like, every single, like, I've kind of thought, like, wow, maybe the podcast is going to get boring. Or I'm not even boring, because nothing's ever boring with me.
Right.
Maybe the first two episodes, three.
No,
episode.
I was hanging in there.
Okay, hanging there. But, like, I know that I thought I was going to not have enough content. Like, we'll run out of content. But
right.
Everybody has their own perspective and different stories. So I plan to, like, share, like, little things that I may learn while I'm in school. Because it's just, like, when you go to school, I don't know if I'm the only one who's just, like, lives in La La Land. But, like, we all go to, not everybody goes to school, but you go to school and you, or whatever, you grow and you learn whatever the specific thing that you need to learn.
Right.
And that's kind of, like, almost, like, with language, it correlates with that as well. But you learn the specific thing. Like, for me, it was psychology. So I know so much about psychology. You know about sign language.
Right.
You know, so on and so forth. So now, right now, I'm in, like, the teaching English as a second language program at the school, which falls into their, like, English, like, program.
Right.
And I think it's, like, most of the people in my classes are, like, getting their master's in English, but with the concentration in linguistics.
Okay.
I never knew what linguistics was before last year.
Yeah.
Before I started like, I'm just, like... because I had an opportunity basically where I could go to school for free, and it was like last minute switch, so I couldn't get into a psychology program that short notice. So I'm like, let me do the certificate program. Cool. Boom. Man. Whole new world.
That's just so funny, because you had so much in your life leading up to
never
that
saw,
moment.
Never
though,
saw this.
Like,
yeah, I never saw this coming.
Yeah.
Didn't know what linguistics was. Now I
but
do.
But you've been learning Spanish for so many years. You've obviously got, like, a little bit of a natural, like, instinct.
I was a fish out of water.
Yeah.
Whole hot mess. But what I've learned helped me.
Yeah.
to learn like that. Like once I was in that program, then all of a sudden, like everything started to like clicking. Click.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like from being in there, at most of the students in the class were like bilingual, and they would be like, well, they would make you try and pull from you learning another language. And yeah. It's just like, meanwhile, I didn't care enough to learn back then. So like now it's just kind of like, ah, this makes sense. This is amazing. Yeah.
Language is amazing. And like you said at the beginning, there's so many layers to it. The culture, the people, the nuances, the, you know, different dialects based on like which part of the country or which country or the generation. I mean, it's...
Oh, there's so... Listen, Abby, you're going to have to come back because I don't even know where we're at now.
I know.
But I'm like, these people probably think we're crazy.
Well, they would be right.
For sure. But yeah, there's so much. Like, I feel like, yeah, now I know I don't have to talk to myself anymore. Yeah. I still have like stuff to share, my little information, but I think that I like where this is going.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
I know, this is so much fun.
It was. Like, it's just funny because we basically are just hanging out, but we have a microphone set up. Like, I feel like nothing is different.
I know. I'm just like, oh, this is great. This is amazing.
I hope that the people listening were able to kind of like filter
whoever you are out there. Yeah. Like, I hope, hopefully this made sense. Make sure that you give us a 5-star rating if you feel generous, and even leave a review. Can you even read the review? See, you need to leave a review.
Yeah. I never did that, but I'm sure. Yeah. I'll
I don't know it. What happens. I want to see if I can like see it.
I'm sure you
I don't know. I don't know how any of this like podcasting world works. We're just here
faking it to
fluency. There we go. We're faking our way through life, but it's okay. It's okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Yes. I don't know if I already said that. But
it's okay. Yes. Thanks for having me.
Everything's a blur.
It really is. Like,
stomach's on full.
Yeah. Honestly.
So yeah. All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.